Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. And Jesus said those words just as it seemed like he was about to do just that. Because just a few hours after he said these things, Jesus went to the cross and died. And even after he was risen from the dead, he ascended to the Father, and they saw him no more. So it certainly seemed as though they would indeed be orphans, and especially when they needed Jesus the most. Because the disciples were faced with difficult days in the future. They would have to suffer much for the kingdom of God, and therefore they were deeply troubled. What would the future hold for them? And how would they be able to bear it, especially with Jesus gone? But Christians, Jesus was not lying to them. He would not leave them as orphans. Even though they were faced with difficult times, even though they were faced with the promise of suffering for God, they would continue to endure because Jesus was not abandoning them. Jesus would continue to be with them, he would continue to strengthen them, and they would not be orphans at all. And so it is for the church in every time. Jesus has not gone up into heaven in order to leave us alone. We are not orphans in this world. Jesus still comes to us. Even in those moments when it seems like this evil world is winning, even in those moments when everything seems to be going downhill, even in those moments when churches seem to be getting smaller, Jesus still comes to us. And he still strengthens us because he has promised to be with us even to the very end of the age. But Christians, Jesus knows our weakness. I mean, he made us after all. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And Jesus also knows what it means to suffer. He has personally endured all the things that we must go through. Therefore, he has not only given us the bare promise that we would not be orphans, although that would be good enough in itself. God, after all, is a God who keeps his word. But Jesus also gives us something more. Jesus gives us another proof that we are not alone. And we celebrate the giving of that proof today. On Pentecost, that is the Holy Spirit. Because as Jesus says in our reading in verse 16, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Now I want to break that verse down into three parts, not only to understand what it teaches us about the Spirit, but also to help us understand how the giving of the Spirit is meant to strengthen us in difficult times. So first of all, in that verse, Jesus says, I will ask the Father. Well, ask the Father what? He's going to ask the Father to strengthen the disciples. In other words, asking him to give the Holy Spirit. And on the one hand, this teaches us something about who the Spirit is, Christians. Especially when we compare it to the other things that Jesus says here. The Holy Spirit is truly God. Because remember, the problem here, or the potential problem, is that we would be left alone, that God would not be with us. And so for Jesus to ask the Father for the Holy Spirit shows that he is God. Because if he is anything less than God, then we are still orphans. But asking the Father for the Spirit shows that he is indeed God. He is not the Father, nor is he the Son. Jesus, after all, asked the Father to send another, one who is different from both. But the Spirit goes forth from the Father and from the Son. He is truly the third person of the Trinity. But on the other hand, Christians, Jesus asking the Father for the Spirit also teaches us about his care for us. Jesus sees our need, and therefore he asks the Father constantly to help us. And the Father, in response to the Son's prayer, always sends the Spirit into our hearts. The Spirit is not a consolation prize, as if something to just tide us over until Jesus returns. The giving of the Holy Spirit is the proof of God's love toward us. He is the proof that God has not left us in our need. Because the Son in love sees our need, and the Father in love sends the Spirit to care for our need. And the Spirit in love comes to us and dwells in us, making us to truly be like Jesus and enabling us to call on God as Father, so that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can truly know that we are not orphans at all. So that's the first part then. Second part of that verse, Jesus says, "And he will give you another helper." And I want you to focus on that word, helper. Helper in Greek is the word paraclete. That's a word you sometimes encounter, especially in our hymns. And a paraclete is one who is called to help someone else. They are called to come alongside in someone's time of need. It's most often used in a legal sense, like someone who would help during a legal case. And that's why we can also call the Spirit the advocate or the counselor. But the Spirit as the helper, the Spirit as the paraclete, comes to us in multiple ways. And he helps us in multiple ways. Partly by speaking for us. He groans within us when we can't find the words to pray. Partly by speaking to us. He teaches us and leads us into all the truth. And partly by strengthening us, being like a support that we can lean on in our time of need. Because if we are like a vine, Christians, well, then the Holy Spirit is like a stake. Without a stake to support the vine, it's going to suffer. But with the stake, it flourishes and grows. So the Holy Spirit is indeed our helper, who brings us and who keeps us in faith. But on the other hand, Jesus says that the Father gives us another helper, meaning that God in his goodness not only gives us the help and the support that we need, he gives us more than enough. The Spirit is another helper, or to speak more clearly, a third helper. Because the Father helps us by sending the Spirit. The Son helps us by asking the Father to send him. And the Spirit helps us by preparing us for what is to come. So all three persons of the Trinity then come to us in our need and help us. So that, as Jesus says, "I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you." And again, the Spirit will dwell with you and will be in you. All of these things show that God is truly with us in the midst of our needs. And the Spirit is the proof that God gives us abundant help so that we are never truly alone. So that's the second part then. And the third and the last part, Jesus says, to be with you forever. And of course, he means that in confirmation of what he's just said, that we will not be orphans. At no point are we ever alone, Christians. The Spirit is with us forever. But forever doesn't just mean a really long time, the way that we might say something takes forever. The Spirit is not with us for a short time and then later taken away. Rather, the Spirit is with us forever, even into eternity. At no point will the Spirit ever abandon those who trust in him. Not even death can separate us from him. Rather, he strengthens us through all things so that we may be able to endure even to the end, when we will be taken up into glory to be with God forever. The giving of the Holy Spirit is the foretaste of heaven. The giving of the Holy Spirit is the down payment of eternity. So, Christians, do not let your hearts be troubled. Though the world rages against you, God is with you. And you have the Holy Spirit, your helper, your paraclete, who dwells in you forever, who leads you into all truth, and who strengthens you in every time of need. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, our paraclete, and help us in every trouble, so that we may know that we are not orphans, but truly sons of God. For you live and reign with the Father and the Son, ever one God, both now and forever. Amen.